much, and thank you to all of you for turning up so promptly this morning. It is, I think, a genuinely exciting shortlist that I'm going to be announcing in a few moments, so I hope we have made it worth your while getting here. I have chaired the prize this year, as Kate has said, which means that I have read 130 books over the last few months, which was exhilarating and demanding, not demanding actually because of the volume of work, but because when you have 130 books in your house, where do you put them? What do you do with them? And I had them stacked on my landing. And for some inexplicable and very baffling reason, my cat used to come and scent mark these books every 2 or 3 days by spraying on them. Now, this is a female cat, and I didn't even know that was physically possible for a girl cat. But anyway, it's something that she chose to do. So I know these books very, very intimately, not just because I have pored over every line, but I have also sponged them down every couple of days, like a kind of pagan priestesses washing a kind of cult statue. So I feel incredibly close to them. So the process has been entirely pleasurable, even if actually the maintenance, physical maintenance of the books has been a bit hard. But it has been a complete delight. The long list was talked about on BBC Radio by one of my wonderful fellow judges, Tracy Chevalier. And the presenter said to her, I think rather nervously, he was a bloke, and he said, "What's it like being in a room with such formidable women?" And he was right, because the judges this year, I think, have been formidable. Not because they've been overbearing or intimidating, but because they have been formidably hardworking and perceptive and intelligent and thoughtful and fun. And although this man obviously wanted to hear that there were cat fights, and that there was a lot of willy waving in the room, which of course, again, would be impossible for us as a female panel, none of that happened. It was a great pleasure, and we have come to a unanimous decision with our books. I think our only regret was that this could not be a slightly less short list, that we really wanted it to be a shortish list, because there was such an extraordinary calibre of work that came in this year. I think it really was exceptional. So we had books on the long list, which we were very, very sad to see go. But we were unanimous in our decision that what we've chosen, we hope and think, are riveting and readable and important books. And I am just going to share those with you now. Before I do that, because I know that's why you've all come, one very, very, very brief anecdote. I have just flown in, as Kate says, from Cambodia. And when I was in Cambodia, I saw young children reading by the sides of paddy fields, by torchlight in night markets, and scrambling around outside the airport to get secondhand copies of books, one of which was Sepulchre by Kate Moss. Yay! So these were kids who have very, very tough lives, and yet they obviously knew that reading would somehow make their life better. And it just reminded me how important it is what we do. The authors on the shortlist cover nationalities and life experience, and it drives home, I think, that although, to paraphrase Wordsworth briefly, although humanity has many faces, we all of us share one human heart. And I would just like to thank the authors who've made that clear by writing in the gorgeous way that they have. And so, I will now announce to you the Orange Prize for Fiction 2011 shortlist. This is in alphabetical order by surname. Room by Emma Donoghue, published by Picador. The Memory of Love by Aminata Fauna, published by Bloomsbury. Grace Williams Says It Loud by Emma Henderson, published by Scepter. Great House by Nicole Krauss, published by Viking. The Tiger's Wife by Taya Obrecht, published by Weidenfeld and Nicholson. And finally, Annabelle by Kathleen Winter, published by Jonathan Cape. They are all exceptional books, and I encourage you to read them and enjoy. Thank you very much.